We're doing Pirkei Avot. We're up to the third chapter. We're doing the Rambam's explanation of Pirkei Avot. And the third chapter begins. Akavya ben Malal el Omer. Akavya ben Malal el says, Yistakel b'shlusha dvarim. Take note of three things. A person has to focus on three things. Men atabah lidei avera. And he doesn't even come to the hands, to the handle of sin. He doesn't even come near sin. Da one should know. Me'ayin bata. Where does one come from? Ulan ata olech. And where you headed? And before who are you going to give accounting for what you've done? Me'ayin bata, where do you come from? Melecha srucha, from stinky. Lecha is like phlegm. Ulan ata olech, and where are you headed? Lemekom rima v'tolea, to a place of vermin, a place of worms. Boy, don't feel too proud now, do we? ולפני מי אתה עתיד ליתן דין וחשבון? And before who are you going to give an accounting? לפני מלך מלכי המלכים, before the king, king of all kings, הקדוש ברוך הוא, the holy one, blessed be he. Says the Rambam, ההתבוננות הזו מביאה את האדם לידי ענווה. When a person looks at this, it brings him to modesty. בהסתכלו מאין בא, when he thinks, where did he come from? From some sticky phlegm. That's it. That's where my life began. A person thinks about that, so he can't be too proud. There's a medrash that says that the reason God created us, that we all have to go to the bathroom, we have to do something that's so mundane, something that's almost animalistic, is so that if a person gets too proud, so only a few hours pass before he has to reveal himself and go to the bathroom and be reminded, I don't have to be so proud. Oh, very good. Yafe. V'itbonenu, excellent mayor. V'itbonenu al tachlito. Mayor said that gives us a better understanding of what Paro was all about. Paro tried to hide the fact that he was going to the bathroom. That's why he was so haughty. He said, I'm a god. V'itbonenu al tachlito. And when a person looks at his essence, where is he headed? That'll bring him to a state where he'll think, why is it so important I should have another candy bar or all the material things of the world? And then it's just gonna rot. I'm gonna rot. And when he thinks about the greatness of the one who's commanding him to do mitzvos, will bring a person to be swift to perform the mitzvah. God's mitzvot. Once one attains these three, he won't sin at all. What leads one to sin? Either his haughtiness, so you should just remember where he's coming from, won't be haughty, or his desire for material things, you should just remember where it's all headed in the end, so that'll help him overcome his desire for material things, or the fact that he's just lazy. Why should I rush to do mitzvot? So when he takes note of the one who's commanding him of the mitzvot, so that's going to give him the shot in the arm that he needs to be more swift in the performance of mitzvot. Mishnah Bet, Rabbi Hananiah, Sgan HaKohanim Umir. Rabbi Hananiah, who was the officer, he was in charge of the Kohanim, he said the following, Heve mitpalel bishloma shel malchut. Pray for the peace of the authorities of the kingship. Shil malei mura'a, were it not for fear of the authorities, ishet re'eu chayim belau, man would swallow up his fellow friend, his friend, he would swallow up alive. Says the Rambam, klomar luleirat ha'malchut, meaning if not for the fear of the kingship, hayinu bolim zeh tzeh chayim, we would swallow one another alive. Mishnah Gimel, Rabbi Chan. He's talking about the authorities. He's not talking about God. No, Yirat HaMalchut is the fear of kingship. It's the authorities. No. We're not talking about God here. We're talking about all of us humans, us. He's not only talking about atheists. He's talking about us. We, says Rabbi Hananiah Sgan HaKohanim, we, if we weren't really scared of the authorities, then we'd be swallowing our friends alive. Rabbi Hananiah Sgan HaKohanim said. Rabbi Hananiah ben Tradion omer, Shnayim shayu yushvin ven benen divrei Torah, If two are sitting and there's no words of Torah going between them, הרי זה מושב ליצין. This is considered a meeting of jokers. שנאמר ומושב ליצין לא ישב. The verse says, God isn't present where you have jokers sitting. אבל שניים שהיו יושבים, but if you have two sitting, ועוסקים בדברי תורה, and they're dealing in the words of Torah, שכינה עמהם, God's presence is with them. שנאמר, as the verse says, אז נדברו יראי השם איש אל רעהו. Then, the people who fear God spoke to one another, ויקשב השם, God was listening, וישמע, and he took note, he listened, etc. ומניין לאחד שיושב ודורש, כאילו קיים את כל התורה, and from where do we derive that even one person who's sitting and deriving from the Torah, it's as though he fulfilled the whole Torah. Shneimar, the verse says, Yeshev Badad Ve'idom, even though he's sitting alone, he's silent, he has no one to talk to, but God is with him because he alone is learning Torah. Says the Rambam, what is this concept that the Mishnah says, if they sit and they have no Torah between them, so it's a meeting of jokers. Ra'ayato, what he's proving, shemoshav leitzim, that the meeting ground for jokers, nikra kol moshav, she'en midabrim bo b'ma'alat ha'torah. Any time that they're not speaking about the greatness of the Torah, they're not speaking within the greatness of the Torah, then that's considered a meeting of jokers. His proof to that is misof ha'pasuk. From the conclusion of the verse. The verse says, "Uvmoshav leitzim lo yashav." The person can be praised by the fact that he doesn't sit among jokers. Ki im betorat Hashem chefzo, but rather he seeks Hashem's Torah. What? Good point. I don't know why the Rambam calls it the conclusion of the pasuk when really it's another pasuk. You're right. But maybe the word ki'im shows us that it's really connected. It's one thought. And the truth is that those psukim do go together. Ashrei eish asher lo halach, uvmoshav leitzim lo yashav, ki'im betorat Hashem chefzo, v'torto yigeh imam v'layla. It's all one long thought. That's a good question there. Huh? That's true. כאילו אמר, לפי שהיה חפצו בתורת השם, לא ישב במושב ליצים שאין בו תורת השם. It's as though the verse says, the person's, what's praiseworthy about a person is that because he seeks out Hashem's Torah, he doesn't sit in a joker's meeting because there isn't the Torah of Hashem. So the Rambam is explaining that this concept that Moshav Leitzim is where there is no Torah, this concept is really proven from the complete story of the first chapter of Tehillim, that it says Moshav Leitzim lo yashav. This righteous person does not sit among jokers, but rather he sits where there is Torah. So that's an indication that a place where there's no Torah is considered like that's a meeting place for jokers. That's not people who are God fearing. Now the word letz in Tanakh, it's incorrect to translate it as a joker because it's far more derogatory. Letz is someone who's completely lightheaded. He doesn't take things seriously, and therefore he's not productive in life. And his joker is making light of the word letz. The Medrash says that if you take the word letz, it's a gematria 120, right? And Amalek is 240. So twice letz equals Amalek. That's a medrash. So letz is a very powerful statement. It's not just a joker. Uperush v'yidom hadvarim hachasha'im. When the pasuk says the guy sits alone and learns, so the pasuk says he sits alone v'yidom. We would think v'yidom means he is silent. The Rambam says yidom comes from the word kol demama daka, a hidden soft voice. A person who's learning alone, it's like a person whose voice is heard in hiding. It's a soft hidden voice. So we have to ask, says the Rambam, umize piresh ha-targum vayidom Aaron, when Aaron's two children died, They brought an improper sacrifice and they died. What does it say? Vayidom Aaron. What does it mean, Vayidom Aaron? The Targum doesn't say Aaron was silent. The Targum says Vishabach Aaron. Aaron gave praise. Because the word dom doesn't mean be silent. So the word dom means to say something under wraps, under cover, to say something softly, gently, privately. Vayidom Aaron, Aaron in his own private mourning, in quiet, he gave praise to Hashem. V'ra'yato shu k'mish natal al atzmo kol haTorah, and the Rambam's proof that a person who learns alone, it's as though he has fulfilled all of the Torah. Hu mimah she'amar natal alav. That's from the conclusion of the verse that says, Yeshev badad v'yidom ki natal alav. What does it mean, natal alav? Ki'ilu kabalat kol haTorah alav hi bilvad. When a person sits alone and learns, he's not in a Beis Medrash. He's at home. He has 10 minutes till his ride comes. He's got 10 minutes. If he had a half hour, he'd go to Beis Medrash to learn. It's always better to learn in Beis Medrash. But right now he's got 10 minutes. He's sitting at a bus stop. He's got 5 minutes till the Mfaked's going to call him in. He's got 2 minutes till Chazaras HaShatz. There are always those gaps when a person is alone and he could learn. If he's grabbing those minutes and learning, what he's saying is, the world is on my shoulders. What he's saying is, I'm responsible for the learning of Torah in the world. So I'm going to learn Torah. Yeshiv badad, he sits alone, v'yidom, and he learns quietly to himself. No one else is learning around him. He's learning. Ki natal alav, because he's taken upon himself the responsibility of fulfillment, of fulfilling the whole Torah for the world. So the Rambam saying, that's how we derive it from the verse. That's the ki natal alav. He's taken the responsibility as though all of the Torah is on his shoulders. That's what every person should feel. I have to learn Torah. If I don't learn, who's going to learn? When other guys ask me questions, will I answer them? Won't I answer them? And you guys, you should know, it's tremendous. Every person's potential is unique. What you could teach other people, no one else could teach other people. Every person has to take this natal alav, take the responsibility. If it's a guy in the army, so you know what? You're going to be the Torah ni guy. Bottom line, you know Torah, you're going to teach more Torah. You're going to be filled with Torah, everyone's going to benefit from it. If it's a person who has a job, it's his co-workers. If it's a person that has a family, it's his family members. It's his community members. Every one of us has ripple effects. We affect everyone around us. The question is, how do we affect them? Mishnah Dalet. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, Shlosha shachlo al shulchan echad. If 3 ate over one table, ve'lo amru alav divrei Torah, and they didn't say any words of Torah over that table, it's as though they ate from the sacrifices that were given to the dead. As the pasuk says, the Navi Yeshaya says, all tables are filled with vomit, with feces, with stool. There's no space. And we'll explain the words b'li makom in a minute. B'li makom could mean without the omnipresent. So then the pasuk is saying, when you don't have the omnipresent, it's as though the table is filled with filthy, vile things. Aval shlosha shachlu al shulchan echad, but if 3 ate over one table, ve'ameru alav divrei Torah, and they said words of Torah over that table, ke'ilu achalu mishulchano shel makom aruch hu, it's as though they ate from the table of the omnipresent one, blessed be he, sheneimal, the verse says, vaydaber alai zeh shulchan asher lifnei Hashem. The prophet Yechezkel says, the angel spoke to me and he said, this is the table that is before God. Maybe we'll turn off the heat. I think you guys are getting drowsy from Merov Chom. Mishnah Dalit says the Rambam. What? So in 5 minutes we'll turn back on. The Rambam says, if people, 3 people sit around the table and they don't say the words of Torah, it's as though they ate zivchei meitim. What does it mean, sacrifices of the dead? Nikret takovet avodah zara. Zivchei meitim is a reference to sacrifices brought to idols. So 3 people sit around the table and they eat and they don't speak words of Torah, the food they're eating, it's as though it's food that was brought as a sacrifice for idols. Kefishekra katuv, like the verse refers to it. And the verse says, when the Jewish people went with Baal Peor, they served idols, and they ate from the sacrifices brought to the dead. So the verse refers to the idol worship as sacrifices brought to the dead. Kmo shebi'anu b'shishit avodah zarah, the Rambam says, like we explained in our commentary on the 3rd chapter of Avodah Zarah. V'kra gam kitzoa, and the prophet in Yeshaya and Isaiah also refers to to the sacrifices brought to idols as vomit and stool, derech bizayon, as a way of degradation. Kmo shekoreh avodah zarah atzma, gilulim v'shikutzim. The same way we refer to idols themselves as stool and as defiled things. So when we call avodah zarah gilulim, stool. It's a way of deriding it. וקדם לפני פסוק זה פסוק המורה על ההתעסקות באכילה ושתייה ועזיבת התורה ותלמודה. And the previous verse indicates the dealing of eating and drinking and leaving the Torah and learning it. ולפיכך נעשו כל השולחנות כאילו אוכלים עליהם גאולים ותינופים, because they stopped learning Torah. So that's what the previous pasuk says. Let's open the Tanakh. Do we have a Tanakh here? We have a Tanakh here. יחזקאל ממלף חפבית. The pasuk says like this in Yeshaya. We're holding in Yeshaya, the 28th chapter. That's the pasuk we quoted. Yeshaya chafchet chet. So the previous pasuk in Yeshaya chafchet zayin, the 28th chapter, the 7th pasuk says like this. These two erred with wine and beer or old wine. Kohen v'navi, the Kohen who's responsible to teach Torah, the prophet who's responsible to educate the people. So these were false prophets. Shagu v'sheichar, they erred with aged wine. Nivle'u min hayayin, they've become saturated with wine. Ta'u min hasheichar, they've erred because of their wine. Shagu b'roe paku pelilia. Why have they erred like this? Why they've left Torah? They've been focused on drinking and getting intoxicated. Kikol shulchanot malu kitzah bli makom. Then the Navi continues and says, for all the tables have been filled with vile things, with vomit and stool. There is not a representation of the omnipresent. Even the Kohen, even the Navi, what are they doing? On their tables, they have wine. They leave the Torah, they sit on the tables and drink wine. So the Rambam says, because of this juxtaposition, we say that this pasuk, ki kol shulchanot malu ki tzua beli makom, is a reference to someone who's sitting at the table and not talking Torah. Ulefichach, because they're not learning Torah, nasu kol shulchanot kilu ochlim aleim giulim v'tinufim. God says the tables are like they're eating the vile things. Klomar ma'achalei avodah zarah, which means it's as though they're eating foods of the idols. V'hu amro lifnei pasuk zeh. So that's what the previous pasuk says. V'gamei levayayin shagu v'ashechar ta'u, kohen v'navi shagu v'ashechar nivlu minayayin, tu minashechar shagu baroe paku peliliya, kiko shulchanot, etc. So the Rambam quotes for us the previous pasuk, and he's saying that's what the pasuk is saying, that even the prophets, even the priests, the people who should have been guiding them were focusing on the wine and not focusing on the Torah. And then if three sit at a table and don't discuss Torah, so it's like the food they're eating is just idol food. And if they're learning Torah, so then it's as though they're eating from God's table himself. And I think we'll do one more Mishnah. It's very short. Hananiah ben Chachinai Omer. Hananiah ben Chachinai taught. Haneor balayla, if one is awake at night, v'amalech b'derech yechidin, if someone walks alone on the path, v'amfaneli bo levatala, and one clears his heart for nothing, harei ze mitchayev benafsho, he is obligated for his life. So let's see just a second. Amar Hananiah ben Chachinai. Hananiah ben Chachinai said the following. Shamitorer mishnato balayla, if someone awoke from his sleep at night, v'olech b'derech yechidi, and he doesn't take advantage of the time, there's quiet, no one's around, so he just goes for a walk alone on the path. Kshum chashev bekfira badat. And where does his mind wander? Maybe he should become an apostate. Hanfaneli bo levatala, the Rambam is learning, is he's clearing his heart of having emunah levatala or levatla. He's thinking about, well, maybe it's all nonsense. Maybe I shouldn't go with all of this. So then, hareze mitchev onesh met Hashem. He's taking responsibility for a punishment from God for doing that to himself. Now, the Rambam, it's interesting that the Rambam puts the whole Mishnah together as one thought. Meaning we could understand the Mishnah as telling us a few different halachos, and some commentaries learn that. If you're up alone at night, doing nothing. If you're going for a walk alone. If you clear your heart for naught, so then you're responsible for your actions, and God takes a person to task for it. But the Rambam's not learning like that. He's thinking about he's walking down the street in the middle of the night. There could be robbers. So he might think, you know what? Hashem's going to take care of me. But no, he doesn't think that. He's walking down the street where in ancient times, the nighttime was a time of danger. And he's walking down the street and thinking about annulling his faith. So then he's certainly responsible for his life, for what might happen when he's walking down the street alone at night. And if we add to this what we know, the Gemara says, and the Rambam paskens in Halacha, that the best time to learn Torah is at night. If you want to attain the crown of Torah, so you have to take some of your night times to learn Torah as well. Chazal said, any house that doesn't have the sound of Torah learning in it at night will ultimately burn to the ground. So Chazal said, part of the foundations of a house is that even at night, you come home from work, you come home at the end of the day, there's a little bit of the sound of Torah at the house too. A person has to learn in Beis Medrash. We've discussed many times a person should get home to, when he finishes work, he should go to Beis Medrash to learn a little bit before he comes home. A person should be part of a shir, a person should have a chavrusa. But there's also an aspect that a person has to ensure that in his home every night we hear the sound of Torah. So this guy gets up in the middle of the night, he can't sleep. Instead of utilizing the time, great, I'm up, what am I going to do now? He goes on the internet, he goes and does improper things. The Rambam says he goes for a walk. But he goes for a walk, and as his mind is wandering in the quiet of the night, his mind is wandering in the wrong direction. That's what Hananiah ben Chachinai taught us.